Alrighty, looks like I have 2 o'clock, so let's get started. If we could open with a moment of silence, please, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Welcome, everyone. Very happy to have you all here. We're going to talk about the upcoming vote that we will be conducting at the Spring Assembly in May. I think that's what, May 14th, 15th, that weekend. So all the GRs will be asked to vote to approve the policy. So I see some new faces, and I want to just briefly review what has transpired so far so you understand the background, and then we'll get into specifics for the actual, I can't see anybody's faces right this minute. All right, that's better. Then we'll get into the specifics on the policy, and I want to leave as much time as possible for your questions. So if you will look at the agenda, please, on page one. Some of this has been previously reported at the first two town halls that we held in November and December. And the information has been floating around, but I see new faces. So let's make sure everyone understands. The reason for this new policy is... It stems from what happened last April at the World Service Conference. The World Service Conference addressed the issue of the permanently electronic meetings, not to be confused with temporarily electronic meetings. We'll get into that. But they passed two different motions. The issue was that the permanent electronic meetings had no vote because they had no GRs. They were considered initially as just sort of a supplement to regular face-to-face meetings, but over time they grew in number, and then once we shut down for the pandemic, the numbers just soared. At the time we went to policy last year in April of 2021, there were 449 permanent electronic meetings, electronic groups with 700 meetings. Some groups met multiple times a week. By November that same year, 2021, the number had grown to 613 permanent electronic groups with 854 meetings. So that was an awful lot of Al-Anon members who had no vote. No voice, no vote. They had no group rep, they had no district, they had no area, and they had no delegate to represent them at the World Service Conference. So what the World Service Conference did was pass two motions. The first one was to amend the service manual. If you read the current version, which is this one, version 2, the 2018-2021. If you read about areas, areas are defined in terms of geography. So in the next service manual, the 2022 to 2020, what is that, 5? That whole policy section has been rewritten. The reference to area as being defined by geography will be eliminated. This accounts for the creation of a new electronic area that is not bounded by geographical lines. It will be considered its own area, and it will be considered contiguous to all the other 67 areas. Then that opens the path for this new area to become a regular AFG, Al-Anon Family Group, and therefore entitled to elect a group rep, to divide their area into districts to elect a delegate and to be admitted to the World Service Conference. And as of this moment, all that is on track to happen when our new delegate, Stacy, who I probably can't see her with all the documents and stuff up, but Stacy is our new delegate. And when she goes to the 2022 World Service Conference, as I'm told, the first item on the agenda will be to admit this new electronic area. World Service Conference has not admitted a new member since 1985 or thereabouts, when Alaska was admitted, making the number of areas in the World Service Conference come up to 67. So after April, if all goes according to plan, we will have 68 areas. So what this means for the Virginia area is we need to have a policy in place, because changes can happen once this this action takes place. One of the things that could potentially happen is once there is this new 68th area and the formerly electronic meetings with no representation become regular Al-Anon family group members, those groups then have the right to petition to leave their electronic area and join a geographic area if that is their wish. So we need a process in Virginia. If we have a group petitioning us that says we would like to join the Virginia area, we need to know how to handle that. The other alternative is an existing AFG, a regular Al-Anon family group from Virginia, may decide for whatever reason, you know what, I think we'd be better off, but better served in the electronic area. We need a process to handle that. All right, so I'm looking at the agenda. So to deal with this changing situation, in October, this past October, the Virginia area approved the creation of a task force. And that's what has been going on since October. The task force, if you look at the agenda at the top, you'll see the members. Basically, it is the, at the time, it was the current and incoming delegate, the current and incoming area chairs, and the current and incoming group records coordinators. Now that's shifted because we've shifted panels, and now it's current and past. So, at the last assembly, we approved the creation of a task force, and we gave them the charge, the responsibility. Your task is to write a policy that will serve the Virginia area through this transformation that is coming. So that's what we did. So the task force met multiple times. We reviewed a lot of things, some paperwork from the World Service Conference, their work group, and we came up with some guidelines to write this policy. And if you're looking at the agenda, I'm on item number 3 under task force status report. It says the task force members agreed on the following guidelines for writing the new policy, and this is what we kept in mind through the whole process. We were going to make the policy as broad as possible. We would avoid making it a governing document under the principle of our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. We would make sure that it remained in compliance with our three legacies, the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. And we would respect the autonomy of our groups, our districts, and the area as much as possible. And finally, we would recognize that the policy may need to be adjusted as implementation proceeds. So, to begin, the task force reviewed all those areas written below to make sure that our policy took into account those and didn't conflict with any existing provisions or intent of a whole bunch of things. The Virginia area bylaws, the Alateen Behavioral and Safety Guidelines, group records, web page, and communication coordinator procedures, anonymity protection, voting guidelines, how to address groups and districts' concerns about voting members potentially residing outside the state of Virginia. We also had to include under that, how would this impact our hotel contract obligations, our Virginia Area Assembly budget for group GR and DR scholarships, and what would be the impact on district and group budgets for sending voting members to VAWSC and Assembly. And we needed to take into account the World Service Conference and the WSO requirements and their timelines. So after the task members reviewed all that, our conclusion was we saw no red flags, so we proceeded. We then set up two town halls to one, inform the Virginia area membership what we were doing, where we were in the process, ask questions of them, of you all that we wanted your feedback on, and then to hear your thoughts, your comments. So we've had two town halls, and we took the feedback from those town halls and used that to begin writing the policy. So we started writing the policy. I'm now on item six, Becky. So we did start writing the policy after that November 7th town hall. And the policy now has been through a whole series. We presented it in January to the incoming outgoing officer meeting and got their approval to advance the policy to the VAWSC. And for those of you who might be new to service, VAWSC stands for Virginia Area World Service Conference. That is a business meeting of the Virginia area officers, coordinators, liaisons, district representatives. One of their primary functions is to plan the agenda for each of the assemblies and conduct other business. So
committee.
Yes.
Not conference.
Anyway, whatever. VAWSC. So the policy passed the Virginia or the officers meeting. They voted to present the policy at VAWSC, which we did. We had a discussion at the March 5th VAWSC meeting, and the VAWSC voted to recommend the policy to the Virginia Area Assembly and that the GRs approve of the policy. So that's the timeline behind this work that's been going on. So this is work that's been going on for a year, since last April. So we are now approaching the last step. And in order to vote on this at the assembly in May, we want to make sure that the GRs understand what it is we're asking them to vote on, what the implications are, and how it's going to affect us. So now I'm up to item seven on the agenda. So the new policy consists of the following portions. There's an introduction that describes the background and the reasoning for creating the new policy. And then in 7B, here's how, these are the actual guidelines that we wrote. We will address outside electronic meetings wishing to join the Virginia area. These are these permanently electronic meetings that are now, well, after April will become new AFGs and for whatever reason want to join Virginia. So we have a policy for that. Secondly, meetings inside the Virginia area that for whatever reason want to leave Virginia and join the new electronic area. And actually what we wrote for that portion would also apply for any Al-Anon family group that wishes to leave Virginia and join a neighboring area like the Maryland, DC area, or West Virginia, or any of the states, any of the areas that actually physically touch Virginia. If a group who lives on the border would be better served by going to Tennessee or West Virginia, we have a procedure for doing that. All right. The third thing that the policy addresses is inside the Virginia area meetings who wish to change from face-to-face status to virtual or hybrid status and still maintain their affiliation with their district and the Virginia area, which until this new area is admitted to WSC, that's not possible without leaving the Virginia area. And guidelines for scholarships for GRs and DRs who live outside the state of Virginia. All right, I'm now on page 3 of the agenda. And this is just so everybody is clear on what these terms mean. I made up a little chart to show the difference between electronic meetings and AFGs. Electronic meetings, these are those permanent electronic meetings. That's the ones that right now have no GRs, do not have the right to vote, as opposed to an AFG, an Al-Anon family group. They are entitled to elect a group representative. The permanent electronic meetings are not part of the World Service Conference structure. If you are familiar with our service manual, you know we have the conference structure that outlines the links of service from groups to districts to area to the World Service Conference. Right now, the permanent electronic meetings are not part of that structure. They just don't have a place on that structure. All of our Virginia area family groups are included on that World Conference structure chart. The permanent electronic meetings have only a CMA, a meeting contact address. For Al-Anon family groups, you have to have a CMA to register, but you are also entitled to have a group representative to represent a group at the district level and at the area level. The permanent electronic meetings register directly with the WSO only. They are not listed any place but the WSO database group meeting lists. AFGs register with the WSO, but they do it through our Virginia area group records process. That means the GR gives the information to the district rep, and then the district rep gives that information to our group records coordinator, who then handles the registration or in the group records on WSO, the area, and if they belong to a service center. All right, meeting, permanent electronic meetings. So their information is only listed on the WSO website under members menu. And if you belong to the Virginia area, your meeting information is listed at WSO, the Virginia area, and a service center. All right, so that is a thumbnail overview, bird's eye view of what this process is all about. Now, we have, before you post anything, Becky, one of the documents that is posted up on the Virginia area website is the actual policy. And right now it's in draft form. And it will shift a little bit between now and when you see it again at assembly, because at the moment it is written from the perspective of this admittance of the new electronic area to the World Service Conference is going to happen. By the time we get to assembly, it will have happened. So this will be revised a little bit to reflect the way it is now to the way it will be in May. Other than that, nothing will change in this document. So let me stop here for a minute. And Becky, if you could take the documents down so I can see people. Could I get just a show of hands of people who've had a chance to read the document and read the policy and have some general understanding of where we are? So if you've read it, please show of hands. Excellent. Because I'm trying to not spend time reading the document, reading the policy, so we have more. Well, there's a lot of people who are on phones. All right, let's see. Oh, good. We're doing well on time. So let me ask at this point, and then we'll determine if we actually need to go through the policy itself in detail. Do we have questions now based on what you've read and would like clarifications on? So if you can raise your, Becky, you want to tell people how to raise their electronic hands?
Thank you, Terry. Yeah. If you go down to the bottom of your screen, you'll see a little hand near the red X. And if you want to raise your hand, you will just click on that hand and it'll show up like mine just did over here. When you're finished asking, the participants list will show all of the people in order of who raised their hand first. Okay, for those of you who are on a phone, you can also raise your hand by pressing *3 on your phone keypad, and that will raise your hand. And the same way you turn it off, *3 turns it off. Also, for those on the phone, *6 will unmute your phone through WebEx. But if you're using your own phone's own mute button, you'll have to pay attention and do both. I know that's not clear, but we'll make it clear as we go along. So does anyone have a question? Please raise your hand electronically. Okay, we have Doug, but I don't think that's Doug. But go ahead.
No, Doug is the person who owns the computer. My name is Pat. I have not read the document yet, so I'm sorry if this is like everything that you already know. Are we talking about hybrid meetings where you could have a group of people meeting, say, at a church, and then also have a web connection?
Well, hybrid meetings are already included in the Virginia area. This change in policy really doesn't impact them because they already exist and we already have them listed.
Okay.
Does that answer your question? Oh, there you go. Was it Pat? Now you're muted.
Okay,
now you're unmuted.
I thought it backwards. I was muting when I thought I was unmuting. anyway, yes, I think I understand. So if we're already, right now we're totally on the website, on the virtual meetings, but eventually I think we'll partly go back to church meeting and we can still do that and still be listed as the part of the AFG.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm going to try to unmute.
Okay, we don't seem to have any other questions at this point, but I have a question, Terry. I'll ask my question. I am the district rep for the far southwest part of Virginia, and I only have two groups in my district right now, neither of which is close to me, within an hour and a half or so. And if I wanted to adopt a group from, for example, the Springfield Annandale district, would I be able to move that group under my Southwest district?
I would need to talk to the rest of the task force about that, since the Springfield Annandale district is not contiguous to the Southwest district. I know if you're talking about a group from Colorado that wanted to join Virginia, we would say no, you do not meet the criteria for joining Virginia because Colorado does not have a contiguous border with Virginia. Now, the policy does not address the same situation at the district level. So I would have to say that this would need to go to the task force and the officers for consideration, but if we keep consistent with principles, it would be a little tricky to justify that.
Okay, follow up with that. I'd like to say that what if I wanted to adopt a permanently electronic meeting?
Okay, if a permanently electronic meeting petitioned the Southwest District to join your district, since the new electronic area is considered contiguous to every other area, that would work. You know, do we need to review, if Becky, if you wouldn't mind, if you would put up the policy on the bottom of page one and then page two. These
sure.
are the conditions that a petitioning group would, the group petitioning to join the Virginia area would have to meet for us to move to yes.
Okay.
So
we have two more people that have questions as well. So
okay, why don't I take their questions
while you pull up
that document? Great.
Thank you. It's Maureen.
Maureen?
Hi, thanks for taking my question. This question is more of a comment. For those groups choosing to go electronically and with the new area, within the new area, electronic area, I'm wondering how they figure out how to do their districts, because I would presume it would be electronic versus, you know, the current districts that we have. Like, that would be my guess, but I just see that as a bit of a conundrum for them.
Well, the Virginia area policy concerns only how we handle groups coming in or leaving the Virginia area. How the new electronic area divides their groups into districts is up to their autonomy, and Virginia doesn't have anything to say about it. We have plenty to say about what happens inside Virginia. But I do not know how the new electronic area would handle dividing their groups into districts since they're all electronic. So the answer is, not to be glib about it, but in April, once the new area is admitted, they do have a delegate. So then the new delegate could be asked those questions. Okay. All right, I know Sharon had her hand up, but let me review this first, Sharon, and then we'll take you next, if that's all right.
That's fine.
This is the draft copy of the actual policy, and these are the conditions that Virginia wants to say is necessary for a group to be admitted. So, and this is current with the Al-Anon Alateen Service Manual current one says. All right, the Virginia area will accept the petitioning group provided that the following conditions are met. One, the group belongs to an area that is a recognized member of the World Service Conference. So a group that meets in South Africa and wanted to join Virginia would not be eligible because South Africa does not belong to the World Service Conference. They belong to their own, what we call GSO, Group Service Organization, and that, so they're not part of WSA, World Service Conference. All right, top of page two, the next condition. The area that the petitioning group is leaving is contiguous to the Virginia area. That means all the areas that physically have a boundary with Virginia or the new electronic area, because it is classified as contiguous to all 67 areas. Okay. All right. The next condition, the group has held a group conscience and the members agree to this process. The next one, the group petitions the area it wishes to leave and is granted approval. That area sends a letter to the Virginia area indicating that it agrees to this process. The group agrees, this is the group that's petitioning to join, agrees to give up participation in the first area A group may belong to only one area. So if they're petitioning to come to join Virginia, they have to simultaneously petition to leave the other area. All right, the next condition. The group petitions the Virginia area for approval to join, and once the Virginia area grants approval, the Virginia area, we will send a letter to the other area stating that, you know, that group is leaving. And then the new group joining, the petitioning group, agrees to abide by all the recommendations for starting a new group in the current version of the service manual, plus this is the same conditions that any new group in Virginia or existing group abides by. Anything in the service manual, and then there is a set of WSO guidelines, the G12 for starting an Al-Anon group, or the G19 for starting an Alateen group. So those are the conditions under which we will accept a petitioning group. So if that having been said, let's go back now to Sharon.
Hi, Terry. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I was just wondering and reading this earlier, and while you were reading it as well, who oversees this? I mean, this is a lot of step one, step two, step three that
yes.
they have to go through.
It would be the area officers initially.
Okay, so just as a group, there isn't going to be someone appointed to this process or have it become part of their duties?
No. The okay. Virginia area officers, Debbie, may choose to appoint a task force to take on that job, but right okay. this minute, it does not exist. This task force that wrote the policy, provided it is approved in May, will be disbanded and their job is done. Their task was write the policy and get it, you know, approved. And once that has happened, they're discharged. The area, if it needs to, could commission a new task force, a new group, or whatever. But right now, it would fall to the area officers.
Okay.
Did I answer your question, Sharon?
Yes, that's part one. Part two.
Okay.
From the standpoint of the group who's trying to become a member of the Virginia area, are they going to have someone who's clearly designated to handle their questions by phone or email or however? So I'm worried about the communication both sides because that's not addressed.
Well, we can't really address what happens in the area they're leaving. We can, you know, address the questions that are coming, you know, for groups that are coming into Virginia. So, you know, I guess we really didn't think about this, but presumably they would be in communication with the area officers or whoever the area officers designate as the person to oversee this process.
Okay. I just think it's something to consider.
Sure.
Both sides to be a little bit clearer on that communication so time isn't wasted on either side.
Sure. Sure. And we're going to learn a lot as this process starts happening. And, you know, that was one of our foundational principles is we'll do the best we can with what we know now. But once the process begins, we may learn a whole lot of things that we didn't anticipate. And, we can rise to the occasion and we can address it.
Right. Thank okay. you, Terry.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Sharon. All right, Becky, anybody else?
Yes, we have Michelle.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you. I actually have two questions, and please
okay.
forgive me. I have not been participating in this process. My group representative is unable to make it today, so she asked for me to please
sure.
listen and take notes. So two questions to see if I understand this. First off, the details that you were just going over about a group that wants to petition to join the Virginia area, it sounded in a lot of ways like that kind of pre-assumes that the group already exists.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, the group that I'm in, we've been virtual, you guys have many throughout COVID, but we are normally an in-person group. And going forward, I think we are primarily interested in being a hybrid group. So it sounds like for us, there would be no change and no actions need to be taken.
No. Let me stop you right there so make sure I understand what you're asking. You are an existing group, used to have a physical address in the Virginia area, and now, because of the shutdown, are meeting virtually. Is that correct?
That is correct so far, and we're trying to get the in-person component going again, and we want it to be hybrid going forward.
Yes.
So my question is not that. My question is this. There has been a little bit of talk once in a while about maybe taking the group and breaking it up into two parts, where one would be the in-person and the other would be just virtual. That would be a new group. Would such a group be required to first be a member of the electronic area and then petition to join the Virginia area? Even though most of the participants have been in Virginia all along.
If you did it today or tomorrow, you would be operating under the current situation. And so whichever of those two groups it would have to be the electronic group declared themselves a new group. You would be registered as an electronic group in the electronic area, and you will have lost your affiliation with your district and with your area. And you are now a member of the new, in process electronic area. Then after the April World Service Conference and the new electronic area exists and is admitted to the World Service Conference, that new group could either stay in the electronic area, or if you wanted to go back to your district and the Virginia area, you would be a petitioning group joining the Virginia area. Now, we've had lots of questions about this throughout the last year or so. And we have been cautioning groups, hold off on that decision until after May.
Right, because after May, is that actually the case?
The case after May.
Okay.
After May, provided that the Virginia area approves this policy and you have a group, part wants to be hybrid, part wants to be in person and part wants to be virtual, you would just split. And one of you would get a new WSO identification number, but you would still belong to the Virginia area and you would still belong to your district. So please caution your members. Don't make it more complicated than it has to be. Wait till after the spring assembly.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you. And then the other question that I had, I thought that in getting ready for this meeting, I had seen something somewhere that said that the online information about how people can find and visit your group can either list a website or list a physical address, but not both. Am I imagining that, or is that actually
right
true?
Right now, the group records process between WSO and the area is in a state of flux. When we began this process a year ago, WSO would not list both a physical address and a meeting link. All that is in a state of transition. And I am assured by our group records people that the Virginia area would be able to list a hybrid group that has both a physical address and a meeting link. And, we'll let the group records people work out those details, but they've been on this.
Thank you. Take
care. You're very welcome. Does that answer your questions?
Terry, this is Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl.
I apologize for not showing my face. I am in my car on my phone. I don't want you looking up my nose. Can I address that real quickly? The group records and how it's listed.
Okay.
We do currently list links and web addresses, but they're in the meeting instructions on the WSO website and on the Virginia area website. And you can list both a physical address and that virtual information. What I find very confusing is a meeting that's now, as you said, it has to be considered temporarily virtual because you can't declare yourself an electronic meeting. but the physical address has to stay on the WSO listing, right, even though you're not meeting there. And that is the part that it's my understanding is going to change.
Right. And thank you, Cheryl. The very last line of the policy states, it's under the section that says formally face-to-face Virginia area groups that wish to become hybrid. And it talks about hybrid groups, and it concludes with the Virginia area will establish a group records procedure to list hybrid groups meeting information at both the Virginia area and the WSO levels. So I don't want to get off too much into details about the process, but I want people to realize that we are aware of some of these issues, and we will be handling them within the Virginia area so that hybrid meetings are listed. And you know, like I said earlier, this is all in a state of flux, but rest assured, we are aware of the need to do this, and we will rise to the challenge.
So I guess that's the confusion that I'm trying to alleviate. We already have a process for that. We're already addressing it, and it's been addressed for a long time, where hybrid meetings, both the physical location and the virtual information, are listed on the area website. But what is hopefully will be changing will be the ability to remove the physical location when a meeting is not meeting in person.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Becky, do we have any more questions?
Yes, we have Kathy S. Would you unmute and ask your question?
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, we can't hear you.
I know, I'm trying to unmute. I found it. Thanks. First time in WebEx. So I'm new to this process. I'm a new GR. Just to clarify your last discussion about a group that wants to have a duality of an in-person and then apply to also be virtual. Just to clarify what you just explained, I'm not sure if you mentioned it. Would they be considered the same AFG group?
As long as they consider themselves the same group that is meeting as a hybrid group.
No. Oh, but no, I think I understood it that you were going to have, they want to have a virtual meeting and they want to have an in-person meeting, but not hybrid.
They want to split into two groups.
That's my understanding of what was just discussed.
Yes, that's correct. And we are asking, please, to keep things simple, please wait until after this policy is approved in May.
I get that. But my question is that virtual group that wants to say virtual, is that going to have a different name?
Well, the group would have to work out who maintains the name and the WSO ID number and which one is the new group. And that would be up to the group, hold a group conscience.
So you would then have two GRs?
You would be two groups and entitled to two GRs.
Okay, that's what I was trying to clarify. Yeah. Okay.
And if I may, just because I don't want to cause confusion, our group wants to stay hybrid. We've put huge amounts of work into doing that, and that's the direction that I expect we're going to go in going forward. I only asked the question because there had been one or two rumblings a long time ago about maybe should we consider this, but no one has been pursuing it. So that was really a hypothetical that I was asking about. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, that's fine. But there are many groups who are having this conversation right now. Some will decide to stay together and stay hybrid, so they are one meeting with one GR. Some may ultimately choose to split and become two groups. Once that happens, then they are two groups entitled to two group representatives. And then they can debate who keeps the old name and ID number, who applies to be a new group. But if it's all within the Virginia area, then we don't have to involve an outside area. Okay? I hope that's clear. And there's a lot of questions about hybrid because it has been sort of a mushy gray area for a while, but we're getting clarity. All right, Becky, do we have anybody else?
Not right now. We have no questions.
All right. Debbie, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Would you like to address the upcoming assembly and how the vote will proceed and anything you would like to share with our, particularly our GRs, since the GRs will be the ones who vote on this?
Sure. The upcoming assembly will be hybrid. So there will be the opportunity to be in person at the hotel or virtual on WebEx. I want to advise that there will be no printed documents at the location of the hotel. You either come with your documents printed already, or you could use the online version of, but the assembly will not be printing off documents. As for the vote, we'll be doing an in-person vote and a WebEx vote by poll. This is as of right now, what we're looking at. So WebEx will do a poll inside the virtual meeting, and then the raise of hands, or we're still working out those details right there, but that's how that's going to go on. We will be having a discussion on Saturday about this policy. So if you have any questions, that will be the time for discussion. The assembly, it will be on Saturday, and then Sunday will be the vote. GRs are the only ones that vote on this policy. Is there any questions that you have for me?
Okay, thank you, Deb. Any questions for Debbie about the assembly? And I would like to remind you, wait 1 second, on the agenda for today, the town hall, there is a dedicated web email address, taskforcequestions@vaallanon.org. So once you take GRs, once you take this information back to your groups, discuss it. And if there are still questions, you can use that email address and ask the task force, and we'll get you a question. We hope that everybody understands what's going on well enough that when we get to assembly, the process will go smoothly, that the group reps will feel confident that they are making an informed decision. Okay. Now, Becky, you said somebody had raised a hand.
We have two questions, two hands to raise. Kathy S. and then followed by Debbie.
Yeah, just a question. If our group wants, I'm probably going to be attending in person on Saturday. I can't make Sunday. Can I have an alternate log in on WebEx to vote on Sunday?
That would be a question for Debbie.
We would need the person that's going to vote to have their name associated with the vote. Let me get with that, and I will get back to you, because we've got to work out all these details with being in person and virtual. So we need to work this out. So both would be in person, or one would be virtual and one would be in person?
One would be, so I have some choices to think about. So I may be able to go in person, leave early Sunday. What time is the vote on Sunday?
It's in the afternoon.
Oh, So I'd have to leave in the morning, and then the other person would log in electronically to do the vote then.
Now, is
I have a commitment in the afternoon. I can't make it.
Is that person going to register to attend on Saturday also?
No. It'll be under my registration. And she asked at the meeting if she could attend on Sunday only in the hybrid, in the, online. If we thought it was possible.
Kathy, can
you? We're trying to decide how we can be represented, because I have this prior commitment that was made 6 months ago. I can't get out of it.
I understand. And so is there a possibility that you could email me your your email address and your phone number so I can address you with this?
Yes. Should I send it to the main task force email?
If you could email it to my email address at eyeofwolf@cox.net.
Okay.
And I'll run this by with the tech team and see how this is going to affect the votes situation.
Yeah, and do they have to have a password to log in?
And they were going to have one.
All right. So we have to work out the logistics and if it's possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Debbie. Now we have Debbie with no initial. Would you like to ask a question?
Yep. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank you. The schedule for assembly, are there any, like, you know, breakout groups? Do we get to attend any workshops?
Have you spoken to your district rep?
That's me. I'm new.
You're the district rep?
No, I'm sorry. I'm the group rep. No, I haven't.
Okay. Have you spoken to your district rep since he or she attended BAWSC March 5th?
The only thing she told me is that usually there are, you know, workshops.
Yeah. WP is here, our chairperson, so I'll let her.
Hi, Deb. Yes, there's going to be two workshops. There's going to be the two topics are going to be virtual, and there's also going to be the same two topics that are going to be in person. So those will be on Saturday evening.
Evening or afternoon?
It'll be evening after dinner.
After dinner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
And we also will have breakout rooms for each district that are virtual, that want to the virtual person, you know, if they're in the virtual meeting, want to get into a breakout room with their district. Each district is going to have their own individual breakout room.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Becky, do we have more questions?
We do indeed. We have Miss Stacy.
Hello, Stacy.
Stacy went away. Where are you, Stacy?
You know, I'm new at this. I forgot to unmute. I just pulled up the assembly agenda, and I don't know if it helps, but the voting is scheduled as of right now for 10 a.m., not the afternoon. So I don't know if that helps at all to Kathy. We're scheduled to be done by 12:30.
Yes, that would help because I could probably vote. I could go in person Saturday, and I could vote from home on Sunday. If that would be allowed. I'll write that to you, Deb.
Anyway,
thanks, Stacy, for checking that.
Yeah, so I would be participating both ways. In fact, I probably could stay in person, vote, and then leave right away. I could do it that way too, if it's at 10 a.m.
All right. Okay, Becky, any more questions?
I see nothing.
You see nothing. Okay. GRs, I'm hoping that you will take the information that we've talked about today and take it back to your groups. Hopefully you have discussed this at your district meetings. I know the task force is being invited to a variety of district meetings to come out and specifically talk about the policy. And answer questions at the district meeting. Bye, Stacy. Stacy has to go do her delegate thing now. So please take this to your group and, you know, give them a chance to read the policy and put questions to you. And if you need to, send them to the task force. So hopefully when you get to the assembly, you have a clear idea of your group's will. And you can make an informed decision there. Yes, Becky has a hand up.
We have Faith, who has raised her hand.
Okay, Faith.
Hi, would you please summarize what you want us to take to our groups?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Would you please summarize what you want us to take to our groups? Is it something you can summarize?
What I want you to take to your group is, here's a policy that is a change that I will be asked to vote on at the spring assembly. I would like you all to read the document and give me any questions so that when I go, I can find out at assembly and vote the will of the group.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep in mind, the alternative is here, either we approve this policy or we do not approve the policy.
Right.
We have no say on what the World Service Conference votes. Presumably, they are moving along with the process. And it looks like all systems go for this new electronic area to be admitted to the World Service Conference. So our choice is, are we going to be prepared with a policy or are we not going to have a policy? But what World Service Conference does is going to happen. So our choice is to be prepared or to not be prepared.
And excellent. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
No,
well, I guess I've just done so well explaining it that we're all done and we can go home.
Yay!
No, this is your chance to put questions. I know there's a lot of moving parts to this. I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Virginia Area website and read the policy. The policy has all the nuts and bolts. The motion that you will be presented with at the assembly is quite simple. The motion itself is in the second document that's posted. It says task force transforming electronic groups to AFG motions, and it has the motion in a little box at the top, and that highlight is a reminder to me to for this I didn't put the full name, but the motion is simple. The VAWSC recommends that the Virginia Area 2022 Spring Assembly approve the policy prepared by the full name of the task force is Transforming Electronic Groups to AFG's Task Force for Admitting Petitioning Electronic Groups into the Virginia Area. That's what you vote on. And approve the policy, and then the policy is in a separate document. And then the document that the little box with the motion is in has a lot of background information that I've pretty much summarized for you. It goes into a little more detail. It has quite, you know, the KBDM, the knowledge-based decision-making questions that we do. What do we know about the fellowship's needs, wants, or preference that is relevant to this discussion? What do we know about the ability of the Virginia area to support this topic? What do we know about the current and future items and trends that is relevant to this discussion? What are the ethical implications of our choices, pros and cons? What do we wish we knew but do not? So this is the process that the task force went through in developing the policy. So hopefully that will clarify some things that I may have, you know, gone too fast over or neglected. So there are the two three documents, the policy itself, the motion, and then the agenda for today has also some background information. So I hope there's plenty of information for you to please discuss with your group and in your districts and come to assembly prepared to make an informed decision. All right.
Thank you so much, Terry. And I put the link to the page that has the links to all of those things. I put that in the chat. And thank you so much for your hard work and your service.
Looking forward to the spring assembly when we can disband the task force. So it looks like we're coming to a close. you know, we just book it from 2 to 4 in case we, you know, need that time. But if we don't need it, we're done. A last and final chance. Anybody else have a question?
Sally B has a question.
Go ahead, Sally.
Do. I understand that the task force, their goal was to create, was to decide if we would create a process and what the processes would cover. And then the task force will go away and the officers will then be, will own the process of accepting applications for joining us, not joining us, et cetera. My question is, there's a lot of guidance that will be needed for various groups. So what happens to make that happen?
Well, that will be up to the area officers. If they see pretty quickly that, oh, we need another task force to handle this process, then they can easily form another task force.
So if there is a need, as many people I've heard have identified in, gee, we want to go hybrid, but we really don't have a clue how to do it properly, or gee, we want to go electronic, and what really are the downsides other than the quick list that you have put in there? It's a good one. Then those are things that the officers would say, hey, we're getting these questions over and over again. We'll pop up a task force to put together a guidance document or a whatever that would be. Mm-hmm. Know what you're saying?
Well, yes. And it will depend. One, it will depend on how many groups are actually petitioning to join the Virginia area. Today, we have no idea.
Okay.
We have been told by the WSO people, the Associate Director for Group Services, who's been helping the electronic group go through their process. She does tell me that there are quite a few new GRs waiting to be admitted who have expressed interest in joining geographic areas. How many of those are going to want to join Virginia? Unknown at this point. How many groups in Virginia want to leave? So we just don't know. But if we suddenly get inundated with, you know, a whole bunch of people, then the officers are going to need to designate a group, a task force, a work group, whatever, to handle that. If it's just questions about how do we do this, we may need to run a series of workshops.
Got it. That was my aunt, really what I was going for is
right.
Questions come rolling in, then we will probably end up rolling out workshops to help.
We may only get 2 or 3 groups that want to join Virginia.
Well, I think just in here, I heard a lot of people who either A, wanted to take a group hybrid and were failing at it or struggling, or groups right. that have been talking about breaking up into a virtual and a face-to-face and may not really realize the steps, what they actually mean. And
right. so,
but not to be addressed now, but probably workshops would be created that would help with these.
Right.
Folks.
Right. That would be, you know, that would be a logical step is, oh, we're getting all these questions about such and such.
Yep.
Let's throw it again. I mean, now that we have WebEx and so many people are getting used to electronic platforms, we could throw together a workshop in fairly short order.
Yep. That's really just what I wanted to know.
Sure. Is
what happens in the middle when everybody faces the reality of the decisions they think they want to make? And you answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Becky? Next question?
Two more questions.
Okay.
Doug's significant other would like to ask, and Faith will follow.
All right. And I believe that was Pat, right?
Pat. Yes, sorry.
You're muted, Pat.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. Doug is my brother. And thank you. This has to do with the meeting in May. I assume that our group rep will be the one attending. I'm the alternate group rep. Now, if I were interested in say, attending virtually to learn more about the process and everything, should I go to the Virginia Al-Anon website, or who would I contact about that?
Oh, to learn more about this, yes, go to the Virginia Area website, VAALANON.org.
Uh-huh.
And there's a whole section on, is it Town Hall, Becky? Where all the documents that I have referred to
yes.
today is, those documents are all up there. And you get the email address for task force questions at VAALANON.org, and it comes straight to the task force people.
Okay. And if I wanted to attend the conference virtually, could I do
you
that?
Mean the assembly in May?
Assembly, yeah, and the one in May virtually. Is that something you could, or is it just the,
I think
only the group rep goes?
Ask Debbie.
Debbie.
Oh, chairperson? She's an alternate GR.
The group pay or the group pays for the group rep to go to assembly. It's $140 to go. If the alternate goes, then you would have to approach the group and see if they would pay for you to go also.
Well, I can pay my own way. That's not a problem.
Yes. And
okay, wouldn't be breaking any rules if we had two people there, if the group rep was the one who voted, right? So
that's correct. The group rep would be the one that voted. And if you wanted to pay to come and visit it, yes, you can.
Thank you.
Debbie, I thought the decision was only one member from a group, no interested members. So that's changed. We can talk about that later.
I'll hold off on, thank you. I'll just wait.
We may have to make an announcement because that's, anyway, we'll talk later, Debbie. Becky, there's somebody else with a hand raised.
Yes, ma'am, Faith.
Hi,
right. Faith.
I can't read the link from the chat, but I'll go to the VAALANON.org for the documents. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
All right, anybody else? Okay, well, I am thrilled that you all came today. I hope your questions, or at least most of them, have been answered. And please do allow yourself some time to read the document. And, you know, if you have more questions, that's fine. You can contact the task force at the dedicated email. All the documents are posted on the Virginia Area website under Town Hall. There's the policy itself, the motion with background, and the agenda from today's meeting, plus the ones from the past town halls. And Becky, did we record the previous town halls? Audio only? You're muted, Becky.
I don't think we did, but I'm going to look for it.
Okay, well, I see that today's is being recorded.
Correct.
All right, so if you have someone in your group who was interested but couldn't make it, shortly, as soon as Becky gets a chance, this session will be posted, audio only, will be posted on the website so people can go and hear what transpired today.
There's also a question in the chat from Michelle, who did not want to prolong this meeting unnecessarily. So if this is not time, place for this question, please ignore, but I'm not ignoring it.
What's the question?
If appropriate. She would like to hear more about why the groups that want to go hybrid are struggling with that. And I know that we've talked a lot about, you know, what possibly could happen. So,
okay, well, I can report to you what I've heard. And I've heard a lot from a lot of groups over the past year. One is just the mechanics of how to do a hybrid. Is the Wi-Fi in the meeting place sufficient? Do you have people in the meeting who have sufficient technological skills, or a laptop or whatever that is sufficient for people to join electronically, and can people see and hear? That's the primary problem. And then there's people's attitudes, you know, I don't like this and I don't like that. And it's up to group autonomy to decide if they want to do hybrid, and there are those challenges. And some people only want face-to-face, some people only want virtual, and hybrid works if you have people to work it. These are the kinds of things that I've been hearing. Some groups have tried it and made it work. Some groups tried it and found it was just more trouble than it was worth. So each group has to address, you know, their particular situation and come to a reasonable decision amongst themselves. But now we have after the spring assembly, we have the possibility if a group decides managing a hybrid is more than they can manage, they can split into two groups and still belong to their district and still belong to the Virginia area.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. And also, before Anissa's question, I wanted to say that if Michelle wants to hear from other people who are here, she can put her email address in the chat. And then people who, I see other people who are experienced in hybrid meetings in the audience. Hi, Cindy. And would probably want to share their experiences. So please put your email addresses in the chat for Michelle if you would like to participate. Okay, Anissa, please ask Terry a question.
Yes, quick. Like, I'm a little confused about hybrid. Hybrid, that means like while we are conducting in-person meeting, we have to have simultaneously the electronic part of it with somebody monitor. Oh, yes, thank you. Because right now we do the first week in person and the rest virtual. So I thought that was hybrid. So
well,
now
in
it's
a sense, yeah, I guess you could consider that hybrid. But normally when people say hybrid, they mean a group of people who meet in a physical location. And at the same time, some people are coming to that meeting electronically. And it requires somebody who has the, you know, the knowledge and skill and the willingness to do that.
So both definitions are valid, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know my group, they are all for staying the way we are operating right now with one time in person and the rest virtual.
We would consider that a group autonomy, that your group found a method that works for them. And as long as everybody in your group is happy with it, there's no reason why your group cannot continue that pattern.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty.
Okay, we have yet again come to the end of our question list.
Okay. All right, well, we will continue the dialogue. You have access to the email for the task force questions, and also several districts have invited task force members to come to their district meeting and address them there. If you would like that to happen, particularly if your district meeting meets virtually, it's a lot easier for task force members to get there. So if your group has not yet requested a task force to come to your district meeting, please let us know and we will see what's what and see if we can't do it. I know I've been to several. Debbie's going to one. I think Stacy is going out to visit. So if that will help serve your members, please ask us. Our job is to help everybody understand what it is we're voting on and get it passed in May. That's the purpose of the task force. All right. Oh, yes, Debbie. I see your hand up.
I had put in the email or in the chat if you could share your email with me.
Yes, my email is rigsb2@aol.com.
rigsb2@aol.com.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Sorry.
That's okay. All right. Are we complete? In that case, if there are no more questions, you know how to reach us. Let us go to closing with the Al-Anon Declaration. Let it begin with me. When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, let the hand of Al-Anon and Alateen always be there, and let it begin with me. Thank you all so much for coming.